Welcome to Shri and Kira Live. As our world's been seemingly out of control, you have arrived at the voice of passionate action, being shared with wisdom, laughter, and clarity. Visionary spiritual teachers and best-selling authors Shri Ram Ka and Kira Ra invite you to open your mind, explore the greater meaning of our now experience, and to relax into your body and spirit. Bringing you fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for the shifting paradigms, here are Shri and Kira.
Namaste.
Namaste and welcome.
Welcome, everyone.
We are so glad you're with us.
We're delighted to be with you this day, and we are live, and we have some really lively guests to share with you.
Oh, you know, Shri, I almost just lost my breath saying that because we have such an extraordinary show. So for everybody who's there, whether you're already holding, I know we already have lots of callers standing by. If you're listening to us live, thank you. Thank you for being here today to support a powerful journey that is really, Shri, affecting so many people consciously and unconsciously.
Absolutely. We're doing things a little differently today. We're going to share some personal information that has actually been a two-year healing journey.
I love how beautifully you're saying that. And not only are we going to do that, we have our amazing panel with us.
And this personal information is of a medical and spiritual nature. And we have some wonderful guests with us who will be sharing their insights, their expertise, and wisdom gathered over the years in working with people.
Indeed. And beloved ones, remember that we care about you, our beloved listeners, our amazing listeners. So if you're catching us live right now, remember you can get in the queue at 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. And hey, if it's busy, well, just keep trying. At some point, a line will open up and you can get in the queue. So Shri, are you ready?
Let's talk.
Let's roll. All right. Well, beloved ones, as Shri mentioned, our show's a little different today. I'm actually going to be more of a moderator because we are graced to have four amazing panelists. And today's show is the beginning of 4 weeks of what we're liking to call quantum healing hype or hope. What do you think of that, Shri?
Hype or hope. Boy, I'll tell you what. If they could make a placebo that affected everyone 100% of the time, there'd be no hype, would there?
But listen, we're hope.
for the next weeks, we are going to be exploring healing adventures, and opening up perhaps a greater receptivity to how to proceed through life's challenges.
And we're going to do that through really diving in deeply into the field of quantum healing. And so if you were watching a movie right now, we're starting at the end, meaning we really wanted to open up this month with a success story and then bring you through a journey. So if you're catching us in the archives, this is one of four shows, bringing you on a journey through all of the alternative healing that's out there, bring you on a journey through your mind, through your spirit, and through the love that you are. And that begins with my amazing husband, Shri. I just have to start by introducing you first.
Oh, boy. I know what she's going to say.
He just held his breath. You guys should see him. And so I want to introduce the first of our four stunning panelists. And I just want to say before we go any further that each of these panelists is very dear to my heart, because every one of these people, whether they are conscious of it or not, was a huge piece of my healing journey. And as a matter of fact, I'm so honored that I have a new ebook. Shri and I have a new ebook that's just come out called Kira's Cure, and grab it. The first 200 people that grab this ebook, just click on the link. It's free. After that, it's only going to be 99 cents because we want to get it out there. So Shri is where it all began for me. And so I just have to say thank you. I love you. And introduce Shri not as a co-host of the show today, but today he's going to be on our panel. And for those of you that don't know, my beloved Shri has been on a journey of many, many years of incredible, I want to use the word discovery in the world of alternative healing and health. You know, he comes from a family of doctors. He comes from a very left-brain family. Shri himself was in college. He was supposed to become a doctor and instead took a very different journey, winding up becoming an extraordinary psychotherapist, where he was able to honestly see the link between our spiritual bodies, our physical bodies, our emotional, our mental bodies, to all the way where he is today, where he has developed the Avesa Medical Intuitive Program, which is just showing thousands and thousands of people over the world the way to heal. We have wonderful Avesa practitioners out there, one of whom is also a panelist on this show. So Shri, now that I have introduced you, and there's so much, I could take up the whole show just talking about how amazing you are.
I love you too.
I know. I hope so. Why don't you just give us a moment, and then I want to introduce the rest of our panelists.
Absolutely. There's four of us here today, each offering a particular perspective. And my perspective that I want to bring to our listeners today is the notion that nothing exists alone, and that the essence of holistic healing is bringing in a harmony of the physical, the emotional, and the spiritual, and the X factor, the quantum piece. And so as a medical intuitive, what I look for are the energetics that support a condition to manifest. Not necessarily the cause of the condition, but what kind of environment would allow it to continue. That's what intrigues me. And I'll share some of that as we move forward today.
And as I mentioned, Sri is one of our four panelists. And the next person we'd like to introduce is Mr. Martin Pitela. Did I say that right, Sri? Pitela? Okay, we'll find out. Martin will correct me. Tell me again.
It's Martin Pitela. Hello.
That's it. Pitela, hello. And, you know, for our listeners, I just want to share with you, we are so blessed to have Martin here. Martin, I believe together with his wife, has an extraordinary company, Life Enthusiast. As a matter of fact, if you see their banner, it's right there. Click on it. Martin and Sri were working together on doing some things. And, you know, remember, guys, that Martin grew up behind the Iron Curtain in Czechoslovakia and arrived at Canada when he was all of 25 years old and found out that through a dental check and mercury amalgams, it really started like a 30-year journey for him. And he has a phenomenally fascinating story. You can find some of his story at our website, SriAndKiraRadio.com. You can find it right here at BBSRadio.com. But, you know, what happened was is that Martin really allowed himself to keep going. I mean, this is a man who has discovered the therapies, used the therapies, and really walks the walk. And as part of my own journey, one of the final pieces for me was actually working with Martin in just a very simple way that was a huge key. And so, Martin, welcome to the show. We're glad to have you here.
Thank you. Yes, the... As you're saying, the journey, I've distilled it to four pieces. Toxicity, stuff that's in your body and shouldn't be there and shouldn't be coming in it. And malnutrition, stuff that you should be getting out of your food and you're not getting.
And I want you to hold the other two until we get further into the show. So we've already got two of Martin's magic four pieces. So we're going to ask him to hold on to those other two and introduce our next guest, Suzanne Toro. And Suzanne is the author of Bare Naked Bliss, and it's a self-help book that really helps men and women with the tools to find deeper connections to their authenticity through meditation, service, inspiration, and compassion. She also has a great show, Be Simply Radio. You probably see the little link right there at our website, so make sure you tune in with Suzanne's show. And so much more. You know, I've had the honor of really knowing Suzanne for many, many years now, and she's come down to Guatemala and has joined us at Tosa La Laguna, and we've worked together, and such an enlightened being, so much going on. So, Suzanne, welcome also to our show.
Oh, thank you, Kira and Sri. Wow. Well, I agree with both of you beautiful men and what you said thus far about these links to healing. And, you know, my gift is a little bit of to be a psychonaut and to work with sound and to assist people through kind of those 911 situations. So.
Indeed. And I can vouch to that as being one of the very rare few people in my life that I've reached out to in a 911 situation. I think you're a 911 master. And that brings us to our final panelist this afternoon, which is Marava Shah. And Marava is an extraordinary woman. You know, her certifications are longer than we would have time to read on this show. But she began her career in conventional Western medicine a little over 25 years ago. And it was around 1996 that she really transferred over to holistic healing. Reminds me a lot of your journey, Sri. Same thing, very traditional, and then moving over through diving into what was happening around her. And she is also an extraordinary healer and has the blessing of really bridging, you know, both worlds. And Marava just opened up, very exciting, an Avesa Quantum Healing Center in Silver City, New Mexico. So if you're out that way and you want to drop in at a center, go see her. She was just here in Guatemala with us, and Sri and I can attest to the fact that she has truly embraced that energy. And welcome to the show, Marava.
Thank you.
How are things going at the new center? You all set up?
It's getting there. Mm-hmm. We're gonna probably be ready in a few weeks to really launch forward, but it's coming together.
Wonderful. Well, as you're coming together with so many other things, I think, Sri, let's just dive in. Now that we've met our panelists, let's just really dive into this show. And I really think it's about the journey. You know, we were talking about that earlier with Martin. It's about the journey. And I think we should begin with talking a little bit about the journey. So for those of you that are joining in, this show has been a long time coming, really. It's been about 2 years in the making. We didn't know it was 2 years. We didn't know we were making a show.
Sometimes we don't realize how much we've been carrying until something, you know, it's like you get a flat tire on the car until you have a blowout of some sort.
That could be taken so many ways, Sri.
Well, I'm just saying that our body has an incredible capacity to carry discomfort or dysfunction. And our psychology has an incredible capacity to ignore, you know, or to deny things that are hurting. And so we can go quite a long time just keeping busy before we really recognize something's wrong.
Well, and, you know, I think all of our panelists have seen that. And the purpose of today's show, my loves, is that over the past 2 years, Sri and I have really shifted the way we've been living our lives. Certainly, you all know that we moved down here to Guatemala. But what you may not know, what you don't know, because we've really kept it very close, was what we have gone through, especially with the onset of my diagnosis, which is quite powerful. Okay, let's start there.
So, you know, when suddenly everything seems to hurt, suddenly everything seems to collapse at once, it's a 911 moment, as
in many ways,
as Suzanne was brought up. And in the case of Kira, we had gone through a period of time, 2 years actually, that was very stressful, and we'll tell you more about that in a minute. However, it was following an event with a lot of students and a lot of stress and presentations for a number of days on end that at the end of that event, Kira literally collapsed.
Well, and what was ironic was that it was really not the first time. You know, we had seen this coming back, I think it was in 2008 up in Vancouver. We had had our first sign of this when I collapsed during a large event then. And, you know, we really started paying attention. One of the things the Archangelic Realm says so beautifully is your body is the one thing that will not lie to you. And, you know, even your spirit, especially if it wraps around a sense of duty or purpose to students, starts saying, I can do this, I can do this. And eventually your body says, guess what? You can't. You need to change what you're doing. And that's exactly what happened to us. Many of you know, Sri and I said enough with the carnivals, as I call them. No disrespect. A lot of people need the carnivals. They're great. But the demand and the pressure of the projections and the energies was just becoming too much. And so in 2010, you know, they say in life, Sri, you're the psychologist. Let me look at you. They say in life, what are the three the greatest stressors in one's life? It's the death of a loved one.
Moving your home, and fear of talking on the radio.
Okay. Well, we'll go with one of those. And so, in 2010, as you know, Sri and I left our extraordinary self-ascension ranch in New Mexico in the hands of people that we honestly thought were going to continue the work, and wound up down here in Guatemala. And that was we didn't think it was going to be very stressful. But I will share with you that it really gave me the gift of having such great empathy for immigrants, because we moved somewhere where I did not speak the language.
Yes, and there's no matter where you go, when you have to move your whole household, it upsets everything. And while there can be enthusiasm for the new location, the body still must go through its transition.
Right.
And then there's the emotional support or lack thereof when you're in a new community.
Right. And so that all happened in 2010. And then very quickly between 2011, culminating ironically with the December 2012 events, we were living through, I think, bar none, the greatest projections that we have ever experienced in our lives, all part of the gift, all part of the learning to bring us where we are now. And in hindsight, so valuable, yet at the time, almost debilitating.
Almost debilitating. What people don't know that we'll share a tidbit about today is that as public figures, Kira and I receive a lot of both fan mail and hate mail. We receive
based on what side of the fence you're on.
We receive a lot of judgmental projections. And when we moved down here, as Kira said, we left our beautiful ranch in New Mexico in the hands of an individual who made a good faith deposit to buy it. And it turns out this man was a con man.
And
he literally stole the property, forged notary signatures.
Right.
The DA is chasing him all over the country.
Well, here's what's so exciting. Here's what I love is that there were so many on so many levels. Those of you that had come to the Tosa Ranch in New Mexico know what a powerful place it was. And basically, I think the land was having a fit. And this man did what needed to be done to have the land taken away from him. And is now facing many, many years in jail. And what I love, Sri, is that that's all culminating right now, this month, May 2014, because this is the month where everything that's hidden will be revealed, which is why we had to come out this month.
Yeah, right. And so during that period, and we're giving you the Reader's Digest condensed version here, during that period, there was a huge attack upon us, upon the work that we brought through.
Public attacks, email attacks, a lot of slanderous stuff
was coming down, along with the theft of our only worldly asset. Mm-hmm. And it was a very hard period that began in 2011 and moved into 2012 before
and yet
the impact.
Right. And yet, thank goodness for the blessing and the beauty of the archangelic realm and our deep spiritual connection and love for each other, because regardless of everything that was happening, the work actually got richer.
It did. And the reason we're sharing the story with you is that anybody who has had or is working with a serious illness, chances are there was some sort of trigger event energetically, whether it's the loss of a child or an accident or something that happens that sort of plants a seed mm-hmm. in your psychology that will mature. It's kind of a negative seed. Mm-hmm. And usually months or a year or two later, it accumulates into the crash.
And this was really, for us, our 2012 moment, because it was by January 2013 that physically things had gotten so bad for me that Sri and I were doing things like wondering, okay, do I need to get a cane? Do we need to buy a wheelchair? Do we need to... I mean, things were getting really, really intense. And yet, I was running huge denial. And we had some business ventures down here in... the Avesa Spa and Tosa La Laguna that were demanding much more of my time and attention than we had ever planned. And I was literally, I mean, I think, Sri, the key was I was running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and constantly giving, and had lost the reminder that joy is the way.
Right, right. And many of you who have worked with us or witnessed any of our events know that we give a lot of energy when we are focused in the events. And Kira is the kind of person who, when she has a challenge in front of her, she summons up all of her resources, shows up bright and smiley, does the event, and then has to recover. And what happened was the recovery periods became quite challenging.
Quite challenging. And this culminated, and we want to really get to this fast, and we can answer more about it through questions or whatever, but this culminated with an event that we loved, but it was an event that was large. We oversold the event by accident, and I love, you know, I just can't say no, and I wish I could, I wish I would have, but so there were more people than should have been, and we had a wonderful event. We had to change venues at the last minute. And it was an extraordinary Avesa practicum here in Antigua, Guatemala in April, end of March, early April 2013.
Right. 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 Just about one year ago.
And it was right after that that Sri and I literally found that things just, let's just say they hit bottom pretty fast.
So by way of making that really clear, almost every joint in her body hurt.
No, every joint.
Yeah, lifting her arm hurt, walking hurt, turning the neck hurt, the fatigue, the inability to move. And of course, when that comes in, there's a depressed attitude that is like a dark sky.
Well, when you're someone who's accustomed to doing things and living in a joy-filled state and pulling through the eternal energy of the universe and being able to get things done, I was literally being knocked into bed. I would look at Sri and go, I have to go to bed. And that was very, very, very out of character for me.
And literally for about a month, we were in this, well, we'll recuperate and just take it easy mode.
But it didn't get better. It got worse. And I love to work out. And that was there were two final straws. It was when working out, even for 5 minutes, meant 3 to 4 hours of recuperation. I couldn't. 5 minutes, literally 5 minutes of working out would mean 3 to 4 hours of extreme fatigue. I was losing my ability to be focused and centered. And finally, I started getting these horrible rashes and the inability to eat anything. Everything was making me quote unquote sick, literally everything.
Yes. So we decided we needed some help.
And did something that we hadn't done in a long, long time since I had my cancer. So it'd been well over 10 years. And that was went to a, well, we first went, Sri, and maybe because your brother is a gastroenterologist, Sri was like, I think because of all these digestion issues and the rash issues, we need to go see a gastroenterologist. So that's actually where we first went.
And what we learned is through that was it wasn't a gastroenterological problem.
Say that five times fast.
I won't. It was more of an allergic reaction to gluten.
And he was actually the one who said, after a really lovely man, wonderful man, he didn't prescribe anything. He didn't do anything. Instead, he gave us the name of a rheumatologist, which stunned me. I mean, it really stunned me. I was shocked.
And this is where it all began to really hit hard. So we visited this well-educated rheumatologist who did a thorough exam and a comprehensive blood work for Kira. And the net result was significant fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome.
And he thought, but wasn't sure at that time. This was in June 26th. And if you look at the article we've posted, I've actually got copies of all of the drugs that he prescribed. And he said, well, it's possible you have lupus. I'm not sure. And this was June 26th, which was already several months after we just couldn't take it anymore.
And so he prescribed a variety of medications. And, of course, after suffering with so much pain in the body, systemic pain, because one of the things about fibromyalgia, for those that don't know, is it's truly a non-progressive, non-inflammatory, systemic pain condition. It's a syndrome, meaning that there's pain in 10 or more areas of the body. And it expresses differently depending upon the age of the patient and the activity, but it's persistent, widespread, unexplained pain and aching that affects sleep.
And so we're going to stop right there because we've been talking a lot and sharing a lot, but that was the June 26th diagnosis. And that's when we started saying, okay, something needs to give. And this was where, and we're going to talk about this more in the show and get our panel involved. This was when I first started taking and had no idea what Alisur down here. It's a company that produces it in South America. It's called Alisur. And it was only later I realized it was Cymbalta.
Alisur was the only medicine that this doctor said would relieve the systemic pain.
That it was actually approved for the use of fibromyalgia. And honestly,
me,
guys,
we'd already tried ibuprofen.
We had tried everything. And it had now been like, you know, over a year, but it just got to that culminating point. So we want to stop there because, as you see in our article, we also have another doctor that came in August. But we first started and said, okay, we're going to take the vitamin D3 he prescribed. I'm going to take Tylex 750, which is just basically heavy duty doses of Tylenol. The Cetirax that he has on there is actually it's basically like an allergen, because I was getting the horrible lupus rashes on my face and would spend hours crying and feeling disfigured and all those other things. So I did initially start taking everything he prescribed because I was that desperate. And that's the word. And Sri, I think what we should do is looking at the time and looking at how many people we have holding, why don't we take a moment and take a quick break? And when we come back, why don't we introduce some of our callers and dive into our panel?
So we'll take a little station break. Be with us and take a breath. We'll be right back after these messages.
Welcome to the Self Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Vesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful ascended mastery program of the violet flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go. And then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriAndKira.com. That's SriAndKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back. We are delighted to be with you.
Yes, we are.
And we've been talking a little bit about our personal story dealing with chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, and lupus. And we want to bring in the panel now to address this. And so I just want to start in the order we began. And let's begin with Martin. And Martin, the question that I would appreciate you to talk to for a couple of minutes is, if a person presented to you with this chronic pain and a doctor's diagnosis of fibromyalgia, how would you approach that from
what I want to add, Martin, is that you're noticing that kind of being at their end of their rope. They've already gone to a doctor who's now got them on Cymbalta, has got them on these anti-allergy meds and extra D3 and hyperdoses of Tylenol. What would you do? Where would you go?
Well, I would say it's time to start praying. Never mind, I'm just being silly.
No, it's being great.
Actually, that's a good thing to do,
That's a great thing. And when you are praying, you're already on a good diet. No, it's great. Thank you for saying it.
Yeah, no, really. I mean, it's mind over matter 9 times out of 10. There's a wonderful doctor out there. His name is John Sarno. He wrote books in the 70s and 80s, and he explained that physical pain is usually something that you can renegotiate with your subconscious.
Oh, I love that. Renegotiate with your subconscious. I love that. And so you would start from there. You know, one of the things I want to share with everybody is I actually, at Shree's behest, connected with Martin later after I got the second confirmation of the SLE, which came in 2 months later.
Well, we had been doing some nutritional things, and Kira was starting to see some improvements, and that's when we thought, let's pursue that a little further.
Mm-hmm.
And Martin offered her a questionnaire, which kind of looked at her whole dietary situation to take a look at things.
And it was really quite profound for me. And Martin, how did you start? I mean, you've got such a fabulous story and so many things that have gone on in your life, but how did you get to the point where you're offering that? Because that service was very illuminating for it was very illuminating.
Indeed. Well, there's a difference between strategic and tactical. Tactical mm-hmm. is when you look at symptoms and try to manage symptoms. Strategic mm-hmm. is you look at the big picture and ask, well, what caused this?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
it's so
succinct,
though.
In our human life, I already mentioned mind over matter. That's at the forefront. But the second thing is, and I started talking about the four issues, the toxicity,
right.
malnutrition, stagnation, and the fourth one, the vibrational disruption.
So let's say those again. We had toxicity, malnutrition, I believe you said stagnation, is that right?
Yes.
And then number four, go ahead again.
I don't know, come up with a better term. I call it vibrational disturbance.
I love vibrational disturbance. So I want you guys to really take that in, because those are four. How did you discover those, Martin?
Well, you already mentioned when I was 25, I got myself injected with mercury mm-hmm. in a dentist's office. And I went through the sort of process that you described of just hitting the wall. There always is a straw that breaks the camel's back.
Mm-hmm, indeed.
It could be any one event, but the things that conspire are a viral infection, an emotional injury, a toxic load, and then something else. And it just mm-hmm. all creates this perfect storm where for a while you were able to carry this, but all of a sudden not.
Right.
So to get the camel, you know, at 200 pounds, he'll run even uphill. At 400 pounds, he'll saunter. At 600 pounds, he will shuffle. And at 700 pounds, he'll kneel down. And 701, he'll break his back.
Yeah, powerful example.
And
really powerful
example.
That's how you
lived your life. You just kept on adding things to your camel, and eventually it crashed. I had a crash like that myself. I hit my wall in 1989.
Mm-hmm.
And it was this analyze this moment. My original training was as a master's of business administration and computer science. So I had to look at it because I was not getting better. And once I dug into the books and started reading on the medical team, it became obvious that the entire medical and even alternative mm-hmm. practitioner style is to try and treat you for symptoms. That's why
exactly.
you get Tylenol.
And just to underscore, I love there's a difference between responding to symptoms and creating a strategy for living, for vitality.
Well, absolutely. I think that's really important. And I want to have now, Martin, while you're on, I want to have jump into the conversation really quickly here. I want to go to Marava. Marava, one of your backgrounds is as a registered medical assistant, and then you became a certified metaphysical practitioner, a Reiki master, certified hypnotherapy, BioTouch, energy medicine. So you started saying, okay, I went from being in the traditional medical field to getting all these other certifications. And as you're listening to what Martin's talking about what I've shared, how would you come in with that? If someone showed up, how would you integrate? You obviously have had an aha moment now that you're opening up an Avesa clinic because you're kind of like on the other side of the integration. What brought you to that point? What have you noticed?
Oh, well, you know, I also had fibromyalgia at one time and had, you know, completely hit the wall, so to speak, and I had exhausted the Western medicine side of it. And what I did is I began to approach it, you know, from a more of a metaphysical, what is, you know, fibromyalgia is undealt with pain and anger. And so I had to really look at that and really approach it from that area first. But while I had fibromyalgia, I also had what they call mycosis, which is systemic yeast, bacteria, and fungus throughout the blood system. So not good at all. And so I approached that with intense cleansing and a live foods diet. So that's how, and in time, everything cleared up. Everything healed
right.
itself. But, you know, that would be, if you came to me or someone came to me and had already exhausted kind of the Western medicine and saw that there was no improvement, I would then go for the more holistic, like, let's look at what's happening in all the other areas of your life, the other, you know, the stuff that's not healed, mm-hmm. the heart,
right,
the emotions,
right.
that kind of thing.
Okay, so now what I want to do is I want to bring in Suzanne, and one of the reasons I want to bring in Suzanne is I want to go back to our listeners and share that, you know, I was really, in my heart, I was feeling that I was living in such a secret, because the reality is that according to everything I found, I was already eating the way people are supposedly supposed to eat to get cured, but I was already eating that way. I was already so in love and in a happy relationship. I was already feeling a deep connection to spirit and feeling supported that way. And so for someone like myself, it was enormously frustrating because everyone that I met with was saying, well, you have to eat this way. Okay, well, what if you already eat that way? Or you have to do this. Okay, well, I'm already doing this. And so to have been at the end of my rope. And then what started happening was by August, after I'd been on this Cymbalta, Tylenol, you know, Tylex 750 and the allergy pills and the D3, and it wasn't getting better. It was actually getting worse. We found the only doctor in Guatemala who God bless this woman. I mean, this is her, lupus is her life. I mean,
she's a true specialist.
She's incredible. And it took a month just to get the appointment. And we literally got in because we knew somebody. I mean, it was that kind of thing. And you guys have seen her prescriptions. And I had said to Sri driving to the appointment, I said, if she tries to put me on any kind of prednisone or anything like that, any steroidal medicine, I am not doing it. Well, she gave me so much medicine to take that it's almost, I never took any of it, by the way, but I put the copy of the prescriptions, they're in my book, they're in the book Sri and I have put out called Kira's Cure, they're on our website right now. But not only was I prescribed the steroids, I was prescribed folic acid, plus I was prescribed a folic acid inhibitor. I was prescribed medicines that would counteract the known side effects I would get with these medicines. And these were all supposed to be on top of the medicine that was now starting to give me symptoms. And I'm talking about the Cymbalta. And in the second half of the show, we're going to go a lot there because I want people to know about how dangerous this drug is. And my original doctor's solution was to take more. Cymbalta.
right. When the initial prescription didn't work that well, he said, well, just double the dose.
Just keep going. So by the time he got done, guys, I was up to 90 milligrams. And the reality is that I want to bring Suzanne in because Suzanne works truly at the level of spirit. She doesn't even go to the level. It's like Martin's number four about the vibration. And that's all she works in. And for someone like myself, my communication with her became another part of that puzzle of Kira's Cure. So Suzanne, welcome to the show. And we'd love to just hear from you when you are working with people that are somewhat doing the things they're quote unquote supposed to do. And you see all these energies. How do you come in? What is it? What's the gift that you bring forward?
Well, Gwen, thank you for having me. And I think if you don't mind me sharing, connecting to you during
Please.
This process as a way to explain that is Kira was, when I met Kira, I met you guys, it was at Lake Atzaban the day before your twin flame ceremony, unbeknownst to me that I was going to be there for that and support the two of you through that sacred ceremony. I think you were all
That was here in Guatemala. Yeah.
Yes, and you guys were a little shocked having a bunch of us there. but ever since that point, I really took in that ceremony what the elder told both of you to my heart and have held it and prayed every day, I swear, in connection to the two of you, just to be held so that you could move through your vibrations and your transitions with grace, even though what was kind of seemed tumultuous in my mind. And then last summer when you were so sick, I couldn't get a hold of you. I basically traveled, or you traveled to me in the dreams, and then I wrote Shri, and I said, is everything okay there? I'm really concerned, because I was very concerned. So, you know, I am that 911 person to assist in that realms, in the unseen realms, in the in-between realms, and aid support. It's frustrating when you're doing everything right, when you're taking the nutrition route, when you're in, like you said, a beautiful relationship. And there are so many energies, as Martin mentioned, vibrational disturbances, and it's noted in Chinese medicine. There's 13 ghost points. And Kira, what you do, and a lot of times people, you know, I think question you because they don't understand. And that's the other thing I would like to note today is that, you know, when I met you, I could see you, your fullness and what you do, and then being participating in some of your events, I could sense people, because they don't have maybe that ability to see the same way, they doubt it, they question it. But that's really problematic for all of us in society if we're projecting on one another the doubts that we have or skepticism we have. And for you, who's opened up your soul to serve in such a beautiful way, wow, it's so difficult to take all of that on. And I really noticed it last year or 2 years ago when I was down there with Guatemala that, you know, you were really being impacted psychically by those disturbances. So not only do I help people in my studio with sound and energy and balancing and talk therapy and encouraging them to eat well, I watch over them in the ethers and assist them if needed in that situation.
And I'm grateful that you're willing to be out there about that, because, you know, what's so beautiful about each one of you here is that each one of you has really come forward and said, this is who I am. And it's important to recognize that regardless of how we express, the purpose is to express with our authentic self.
Right. And so I was just excited. I mean, I think, and you're absolutely right, Karen, we all to have courage to do that. And really all of us that maybe aren't there to fully express ourselves, to really be mindful of our thoughts and our emotions and really take ownership for them for ourselves and work through that stuff and not project it on one another. It's really a beautiful way to help out our fellow human species, I like
Absolutely.
To call it.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that's beautiful, I appreciate you mentioning it, Suzanne, is that oftentimes we need a coach, we need a healer, we need someone that we can interact with that will cultivate a sense of trust and give us that extra perspective. And just as your talent for seeing between the worlds and looking at the energies at play offers a unique gift to the clients, each of the people here today has a focus of that the client may not have seen before.
Exactly, and that it's not just one thing. And that's what I love about this beautiful panel. If you look at Shri, what you do, which you haven't talked a lot about what you do, but if you look at the underpinnings, if you look at the way Martin approaches it, the way Morava approaches it, the way Suzanne approaches it, what I discovered and what you and I have written about in the book, Kira's Cure. And it's, again, guys, the first 200 people, you're going to get this for free. It's a free ebook. Just click on the link right there. After that, it's only 99 cents because we want people to understand the value of this. And all of our panelists are in this book. There's a lot more information there.
And let me just offer my another little condensed snippet that is on a slightly different tack than what has been shared. When we're dealing with an autoimmune dysfunction, now that could be lupus, it relates to fibromyalgia, it relates to a number of different disorders.
A lot.
But remember, the purpose of the immune system is to keep us safe. And when there's threats out there, and the threats are both biological, energetic, spiritual, at any level, there are threats. But from a strictly emotional perspective, when our system is on alert, we're going to feel insecure or threatened, and it shifts our orientation toward the world. We become irritated and irritable, and when there's a lack of deep emotional support, then the immune just deteriorates.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so what one of the universal things needed for anybody who's ill is that wonderful loving support, that sense of I am safe, that is needed in order for the person to harness their reserves. And the reserves come at all the levels.
Right, right. And you know, this is what's so important, is to recognize that no matter where you are, beloved angels, no matter where you are in your life's journey, you can always go beyond. And, you know, now that I'd like to say we're kind of on the other side, you can go beyond. I feel today as if our life is just, I feel like Sri and I had 11 years practice. And I was giggling with Sri the other day. I was on our website, SriandKira.com, and I was at the Archangelic Messages because we're very excited. We have a whole bunch of beautiful new things. Everything's popping beginning of June. And I was looking at the Archangelic Messages and noticed that we had over 120 messages. And I started laughing and looked at Sri and said, well, that would mean we've been doing this over 10 years. And I was like, oh my God, how did that happen? You know, how did that happen? And you know, we were just on our good friends, Bill and Nancy Burns. We were just on their wonderful show last week, Future Theater with Bill and Nancy Burns. And, you know, I was remembering that we met Bill and Nancy before he did. We met Bill and Nancy when Nancy was telling me about UFO hunters before they even piloted it for the History Channel. And we were both giggling about how we have radio archives. Our radio archives go back to 2004. And it just blew my mind.
And so part of that is a celebration, in fact, and also part of that is a recognition that when you do your work, whatever your work
exactly.
is, we must recharge. We
right.
must take care of ourselves.
And we must remember that we are all growing. If we're still in a body, we're still expanding. And not to allow something like this, and I want to, before we get any further, I know we have so many callers and I want to get more to our panels, I want to flip Sri and talk about what the drug addiction did, because I wound up with a drug addiction unbeknownst to myself.
Well, let me offer a quick recap.
Please.
So we shared a little bit about the period of stress, the period of psychic and physical attack that
and
was
this
going
is all
on.
In our, this is all in the ebook. Get the book called Kira's Cure.
And those were the multiple straws that
right,
kind of
right.
broke the camel's back. When we were working through the process of healing and looking closely at diet, looking closely at exercise, attitude, and basically cut back from work.
Right.
You know, each of the people.
And the freaking out about even thinking about cutting out, because I think that was my other addiction. I was absolutely addicted to service. You can get addicted to service.
And taking care of others instead
yeah,
of yourself.
Yeah.
And so one of the, it sometimes it's the littlest things that help. I remember when Kira talked to Martin, it was about adding more olive oil into her diet.
Well, there was more than that.
It
was Martin's entire questionnaire. And guys, the link to this is in the book, Kira's Cure. And I mean it. Go do it. It's I forget. Martin, what is it? $9,900? What did I pay for that? I forget.
You paid $97. And it's called Metabolic Advanced Level Metabolic Typing Test. There is a free level of it for healthy people. But once you get into this damaged state, the simple quiz won't do. Anyway, it's called Advanced Metabolic Typing Test.
Perfect.
Yeah, and Martin's integrative approach, very practical,
exactly.
involving all four levels.
And if you don't want to wait till you get the book that we have, just click on that Life Enthusiast banner and go discover it at his site. Because I have to say, Martin, it was, and he kind of challenges you. Martin challenges you to be you've got to be really honest. And I love that, because if you're really honest, it was, for me, it was one of the, my pieces of revelation.
It offered one of the keys.
One of them.
And each one of us in our journey through life, is there's an area where we're stronger and an area where we're just say a little weaker, a little
right,
less full.
Right, yeah.
And we need helpers to remind us how to fill up. What are we needing?
And here's where I have to talk about Marava. I'm talking about you, Marava, right in front of you. Marava came down here. She had the courage and the diligence and said, you know what? I am ready to go to the next level. You know, with all these certifications, and like I said, guys, it would take a whole show to read them. She came down to Guatemala to really dive into becoming a self-ascension intuitive counselor. And this is part of our Avesa Medical School and our medical school, listen to me, our Avesa quantum healing school. I feels like a medical school because I feel so good, but it's not. And one of the things that I loved about Marava was, as a student, you did not hold back. And so Shri and I, one of the changes we've made in our lives in response to what happened, and part of the cure was, I don't want to do the groups of 1,000 people in an auditorium anymore. I like these intimate groups. I really enjoyed it. And when you came down here to become an SAIC, you really allowed yourself to be filled with that, and it filled me. It was actually part of the cure, was to realize that there was another way we can distribute this information to sincere people who really want to bring the work to the world. And so, Marava, that's how you were part of the cure for me.
Wow. Well, thank you.
Well, thank you, because through doing that, the mutual benefit is that you have this amazing practice, and I just love that.
And so, you know, kind of the lesson here is, it's essential that you look at your relationships, mm-hmm. especially with immune disorders, because lupus is a classic example of feeling unsupported by the world. Now, naturally, if one's being attacked, you've got a very logical support, but it's also about those other relationships, such as teacher and student,
right,
and a sense of balance and harmony in your relationships.
And I think the final piece for us, Shri, was, and I want to bring this up, maybe Suzanne wants to speak to it a little bit, was about, here I was addicted to a drug and I didn't even know it.
I just got to say this.
Yeah.
We made a mistake in hindsight.
Oh, yeah.
Is we accepted this doctor's prescription for this
Alisur
drug.
This
called
is the
Alisur,
original Alisur. The original prescription, which it turns out is Cymbalta.
And it actually provided a relief from the joint pain.
For the fibromyalgia, but nothing else. And as a matter of fact, I found that I was getting a little, well, it's the reason I went to the second doctor. I found myself feeling unstable.
It brought in some other issues. Yeah. And we just want to touch on this briefly. Cymbalta is a drug. It's kind of an antidepressant used for systemic pain.
And they do use it for depression.
It's a serotonin reuptake inhibitor.
And it's one of the only drugs that has actually been theoretically tested and approved for fibromyalgia.
It may be the only one. Well, here's the quick downside. When it's time...
No, it's not quick.
When it's time to get off this drug... It's a living hell, unlike anything I've ever seen, worse than heroin.
It is, and I've got lots about this. If you know anyone who is on Cymbalta, thinking about getting in Cymbalta, or anyone that's been around it, in the book Cure is Cure, I also have a link to a, believe it or not, guys, I'm sitting here, I've got all 19 pages in front of me. It's an FDA report, archived report, on how Eli Lilly knew what this was doing, knows what it's doing, and really hasn't done anything about how doctors and the company itself refused to look at this, what they're now calling discontinuation syndrome. And I want to share with you guys that the trap for me was that if I took this, I could still work. I could still be of service. I could still do things. And it never affected, because I was able to maintain a high vibrational rate, it never affected my direct stream. What it affected was my physical ability to be present, to interact outside of... being in my home and being very sheltered that way. And I want to share with all of you that after I got up to 90 milligrams, which was what the doctor said, oh no, just take more. And like a fool, I did. Finally, it was about 5 months ago, and that the final piece was Shri and I went into deep meditation, and it was clear that all of the lessons, because I've learned so much, and maybe part of it was to become a mouthpiece for people never to take this drug. Part of it was, it's time to get off. And guys, I want to tell you that even 8 weeks after I went through a suggested weaning process, and there's a great website called CymbaltaWithdrawal.com, and I have all this in the book, Cure is Cure, even doing what they call to be the correct process, even weaning off, 8 weeks later, I was still waking up every single day spinning and feeling as if there's, I don't know, it's like you're on an airplane and your ears are all clogged up. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Horrible.
And so there is indeed a lot of lessons and more than we can do on this show. The one thing I will say, and maybe this is slightly incorrect politically, if anybody is considering getting on an antidepressant, please see someone who offers a holistic support for your life before jumping into the med.
And truly, if you've got fibromyalgia, you know, reach out to one of our amazing panelists. Reach out to us. Get our book, Kira's Cure. It's free to the first 200 people. After that, it'll only be 99 cents. There are things you can do. And we're not saying don't go do what you feel you need to do. Just get better informed.
Remember, there's more than one way to solve anything.
And you know, Sri, speaking of that, we have had so many amazing people holding. Why don't we just take a few of our callers and our panelists are standing by, and let's do that.
Yeah, we'll just offer some quick readings to those who've been waiting. So we're going to start with Grace holding on line 3. Hello, Grace.
Namaste, Grace. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you so much. It's so powerful. I'm really grateful to be here. And I can say that I hit my wall in 1995 after 5 years of trauma and stress and 6 root canals in a year's time. And I've recently learned that I have MTHFR, which mm-hmm. is a genetic mutation that blocks methylation pathways. So mm-hmm. that finally explains why I had heavy metal poisoning from the dental work, and I also have Hep C and thyroid disease.
So how can we help you today, Angel?
Oh, thank you. Recently, I'm finding that I'm self-sabotaging my mm-hmm. process. I'm mm-hmm. wanting to eat sugar and salt, and uh-huh. I've gained 20 pounds overnight, and I'd love yeah. to move forward now into Radiant Health and would love your input.
So I'm just so glad you called today. I am so grateful we had time to get you in. I want you to, first of all, bring your hand to your heart. If it's safe to do so right now, I want you to also close your eyes, only if it's safe to do so. And for all of you that are resonating with what she just shared, you can do the same thing. Bring your hand to your heart. If it's safe to do so, close your eyes. And I want you to first just start remembering that you are loved and that you are love and that joy is your birthright. Because in the essence of everything, joy is your birthright. And the more that you can pump that in, the more that you can be willing to receive this message. And because we're running out of time, I'm just going to give it to you quickly. But all of these beings are jumping around you. They're all jumping up and down. And they're saying, don't you see? Don't you see? You're ready to finally become who you are. And as soon as you open your eyes, we are waiting for you. And so is the world. And so, my love, I'm so glad you called. And keep going. You're on the right track. Trust your guidance. Things are going to open up very, very quickly. And you're going to release very quickly, too. Namaste.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. And we're just going to move quickly to another caller here so that we can share this love and connection. So let's jump to line 4 and say hi to Diane from Wisconsin.
Namaste, Diane. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
I have both lupus and fibromyalgia, and so I had to listen today. But I was hoping for a mini soul reading. I'm in a place right now where I finally got out of my stress again, got away
yeah.
from all
oh,
of that.
Yeah.
And I have, you know, things that I want to do and been wanting to do for years.
Okay, so I'm only going to interrupt you because I already see you and because we only have
yeah.
about 4 minutes left of the show and I want to make sure I get this message
okay.
to you. Number okay. one for you is they're saying that they're pointing and they're saying, trust your intuition more because you are, you've suffered enough and that it's time mm-hmm. for your suffering to end, but only you can step through. And they're showing me a bridge and they're saying that the bridge is saying yes to things you have not done before, yet you know you wanted to do. And that's the message that I have to give you because that's the message they want you to hear today. And from my heart to your heart, make sure you get the free ebook. There's a lot of stuff in there that I think you and I have had a lot of similar experiences. I love you. Thank
yes.
you so much
Thank
for calling,
you.
Love. You're gonna be okay.
Thank
you really are. Namaste.
Yay.
Thank you,
many
Angel.
Blessings. And as we are starting to wrap up here, we have just a couple of minutes. I want to invite each of our panelists to offer just one or two sentences by way of closure or a blessing or recommendation. Let's begin with Martin.
All right. Well, for grace, there is a product from Life Enthusiast called The Gift. Look it up. It installs the vibration of self-appreciation, of agape, of knowing that you're okay. And that's the beginning. If it's not tuning in, there's help. But gosh, I should let others speak too.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. Marova.
Marava.
Marava.
Marava, we have just about a minute, Angel. How would you like what would you like to share?
Just know that we are amazing beings and that we can heal ourselves. And we just need to go in and listen deep and just know that anything is curable. Anything. We can beat anything.
I agree. Hallelujah. I agree.
Yeah.
With you.
Just know that there's hope. Don't give up. Don't give up.
Right. Exactly. Keep going, because we are all supported. And if we keep going, we find the reasons, and the reasons are beyond our mind. I love that. And speaking of beyond our mind, Suzanne, sweetheart, what would you like to share?
I would just like to echo everyone and just reminding everyone that's listening that sometimes it does take a team more than not, and to listen and follow your own internal voice. You will be led, but feel open and willing to follow the heart and look outside the box.
Oh, Suzanne, thank you. And I love that you use the word team, because for you beautiful beings that have chosen to journey on the show with us today, for Martin and Marava and you, Suzanne, and my beloved angel, Sri Ramka, truly the cure was involved in the team that we all created.
Thank you all for being with us. And for all of our listeners, thank you. And take a deep breath, and may you know that all is truly well. Namaste.
Namaste, beloved one. This is Kira Ra, and I am inviting you to take a journey of the soul in the land of the heart. Imagine your life free from chaos and filled with creative clarity. Imagine waking up each day in your private lakefront casita, greeted by brilliant sun, flowers, and birds. It is here that you will effortlessly resurrect your divine blueprint in pristine energy. Yes, I am inviting you to join us for a personal resurrection vacation retreat at beautiful Lake Atitlan, Guatemala. Here, you can rejuvenate your life as you indulge in Tosa spa cuisine, private healing sessions, yoga, tai chi, meditation, and loving support. Imagine enjoying pure air, zero noise pollution, and endless stars in this ascended nirvana. The time is now to claim your true joy. Learn more by visiting SriAndKira.com and just click on the Resurrection Vacation Treat page. Tosa La Laguna, healing lives, healing hearts. We welcome you home.
The path of self-ascension is a conscious decision that brings your life experience into alignment with soul consciousness, the rare gift of an active approach to living in the heart and manifesting the present moment. Sri Ramka and Kira Ra invite you to visit Self Ascension Magazine, a free online self-ascension hub that lifts your spirits and frees your heart to soar. On the Self Ascension Magazine website, you can read Sri and Kira's perspectives on what's happening today, discover a daily meditation and weekly practice, watch special video and audio clips, follow Kira Ra's messages from the archangelic realm, and learn about upcoming events or courses. Relax and enjoy a visit to Self Ascension Magazine online at www.SriAndKira.com. Explore, participate, and unfold this rare treat for yourself. Remember, that's SriAndKira.com.